Our stewardship season continues, and we welcome this day our brother and our friend, Ed Spletzer, as he offers his thoughts.
Just a little bit about myself. I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago, went to Steinmetz High School, graduated in 1952. Have I got you beat? And, you know, as an aside, too, Hugh Hefner was about 8 years ahead of me there. So, one of my memories from high school was going down to Maxwell Street. Now, a couple of nods there, the Maxwell Street Market. And if you'll remember, it was about 6 to 8 blocks of nothing but street vendors and storefronts and push carts. And it was actually the world's biggest flea market before there were even flea markets, because you could get anything there. You could get automobile parts, you get upholstery, carpeting, what have you. Maxwell Street had it. I used to go to a place on the corner called Gables, if anybody remembers that. It was up a rickety stairwell to the second floor, and that's where Ziggy was, and that's where I bought my pegged pants. Because they were a big thing, and you know, he'd have tables of pants there, and I'd say to Ziggy, you know, how much? And he'd say $12, and I'd say, oh, you got to be kidding. I've only got 5. I can only afford 5. I didn't consider that a lie. That was a fib, because it was part of the process for negotiating the price, okay? So we'd come up with the eventual price. And the point of all this, and how does this fit in with today, is I really felt I got good value for my money. It was money well spent, okay? I had a good feeling about the process. Now, when it comes to filling out the pledge card like I did, I really had that same good Maxwell Street feeling. Felt good about doing it. And I'll give you an example. About 3 months ago, Zena remembers, I'm sure, the Chicago Tribune had a series of articles in the morning, starting with charities. How the scams in charities, how little of the money of a lot of charities, not all charities, but a lot of the charities, high overhead, exorbitant salaries, etc. And it just angers you to kind of read and hear about that kind of thing. Well, came to church here, and what a opposite feeling, because knowing that we've got a mission committee, and 10% of our budget goes to avenues outside the church. And so, you know, with that mission committee, et cetera, I really feel like we're really getting our money's worth, you know. Through the total year here, there's a number of activities going on locally that we as a church endorse and adhere to. An example, Produce Sunday, right here. You know, you think back, not too many, I mean, a week ago was the crop walk. Before that, we had first Sunday, and what else? We got the forthcoming cookie walk. So a lot of activities like that, and just want to say that it's really a joy for Paul and I to be giving to things like that. We just feel very good about doing that, and I just hope that maybe all of you can have that same good feeling.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Paula. What a blessing to hear your words.